When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
All right, we have audio cut of the day coming up here before the end of the hour. Let me take a look at my notes for tomorrow. We'll see if Fred has anything said. I'm sure he does. Oh, we got Dwayne Patterson because it's a Wednesday, so we'll talk to him about politics. Former United States Senator Jim Talent at 5 p.m., the very latest on Iran. So we'll do that in the next hour. It's Tuesdays. We have a little fun segment that we do with ThrottleNet.
Tech Talk Tuesday with George Rosenthal of ThrottleNet. ThrottleNet.com.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so much looking forward to our little educational seminar that we have planned for tomorrow morning. So that's really kind of getting me excited. How are you this afternoon?
Yes. Very good. Good to talk to you again. Yeah, be sure to bring your laptop and your tablet tomorrow.
I will. I'm going to bring my MacBook and my iPad, and we'll be set to go. Now, listen, this was not on your list, but I just want to share this with you because I played it earlier. I have a friend, a really good friend in Cleveland. We share a lot of songs that we like, right? We have similar musical tastes. So he sends me one today, and I'm listening to it. This guy named Eddie Dalton. He's an older dude. Listen.
But you live long enough.
I mean, really, really soulful. And I sent this message to my friend. I'm like, hey, is he one of those artists that kind of, because he's older in the image that I have, is he one of those guys that's been around for a long time? Or is he kind of a guy that hit it late in his career? And George, it's neither. That is an AI voice right here.
Yes.
And it sounds so freaking good, and it kind of makes me mad that I didn't know it was an AI voice. Yeah.
That's so good. I actually created a playlist of just AI songs, and I'm jamming to them in the car, and some of them are like 1990s hip-hop, like Tupac and Biggie, and they're turned into 1950s, 60s soul music, and it's dynamite.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. So good.
Because Sue and I kind of agreed we didn't want to listen to AI stuff.
I don't, out of principle. Yes.
I know. Out of principle, you're right, because it's not fair to the artists who are really creative and have the talent to sing and play and everything when somebody else is just basically taking, using text to come up with their own song. But that's the era we're living in. And can you imagine our kids going to a live AI concert someday? What are they gonna do?
Well, let me piggyback on that, because one of the topics that you have here, and it might not be at the top of your list, but you're telling me that MIT students have created electrodes that will move muscles by using AI to do things like play the piano, drawing, mixing, drink. So I can still be a rock star, is what you're saying. I can play piano as good as Billy Joel, right?
Yes, it's a prototype. It's in development, but these kids created it in 48 hours, literally a couple of days. There's, the little electrodes you can put on your muscles that make your muscles twitch. A lot of it can be used for rehabilitation. Yeah. Some of it can be used for building muscle. These are little electrodes they put on their wrists and their hands. And they literally are using glasses that has AI built in, tied to the electrodes. And they're looking at the piano, and you say what song you want to play. And the AI starts using the electrical shocks. It doesn't hurt, but using the electrodes to actually move your fingers to play the notes that are next in the song. I mean, it's incredible. And these kids created it that are still in MIT. They're geniuses. They could pour mixed drinks. So the AI would see all the bottles of the drinks on the counter, and you would say, I want to make this particular drink. And the AI will guide your hand to pick up the drink, pour the drink into the glass for however long is supposed to be poured, and then tip the bottle back over. It's unbelievable. It really is astonishing. And imagine, this is some 20-year-olds. Imagine what could happen if this was commercialized on a global scale. I mean, this could be huge.
Well, so it's so funny because you're so excited and the listeners can hear it. And Sue and I are both in here like we have these horrified looks on our faces like, no!
Oh, my God.
Please, no. All right, but we got to get to some other topics here. So one of the things that you pitched here was called the Digital Inheritance Crisis, right? So explain what that's all about.
Yeah, this is actually pretty scary, and I'm glad we're talking about this. Everyone needs to be paying attention to this right now. If you do not have your passwords put somewhere where your spouse, where your business partner, wherever that may be, and you pass away or you become disabled, permanently disabled, the federal government laws will not allow Google, Microsoft, Apple to release any of your content to your loved ones or your business partners. It is a serious problem. You could lose all of your access to your GoDaddy domains, your financial dashboards. You could lose access to applications because, look, if you can't access your phone, the multi-form factor authentication, you know, the little code that gets sent to you when you go to log in? Well, if that person's deceased or gone, you have no access to that. So you can't log into anything. You can't get pictures. You can't get anything that's on that person's computer. And they're doing it for privacy reasons. I get it. But if you don't have what's called a digital will, and there's a real easy way to do this. It takes 2 seconds. I'll tell you in just a second. But if you don't have a digital will, it is excruciatingly expensive and takes a long time with attorneys to file cases with the government to release those passwords. So you need to go onto Apple. It's called a legacy contact. You need to set up a legacy contact through Apple. Google calls it an inactive account manager.
Okay.
So go on the internet, go look up Google account manager or inactive account manager. And then also, if you're an Apple user, look up legacy contact and set it up. It takes about 2 minutes. But if you don't do it and you pass away or become permanently disabled and you can't speak or do anything, all of your digital world is gone. And locked up. Unless
your
family goes and gets a
lawyer. That's a real issue. It really is.
It really is.
Oh, man. Because, like, my friend was just out there in Las Vegas, but my friend Rick in Vegas, he mainly posts pictures on Instagram, so he has, you know, the recollection of them. So he has those memories. But if he kicks it, then no one else can have access to those, is what you're saying.
That's right.
That's crazy.
It's all gone. And then your business, you need to have what's called basically a break glass protocol, so that if something bad happens, there are policies in place to be able to recover passwords, to be able to get access to things. Because imagine everything on the cloud is locked up. So if your business is operating on Gmail, Microsoft 365, if you're out there operating in the cloud, your whole world is locked up if you pass away. And if you don't have the right security measures in place and you haven't set up a legacy contact, then you're leaving your business partners a nightmare to go out and get lawyers and file a court case to go through and get this back. It's terrible.
Yeah, that's really good advice, and I didn't even really think about that.
I didn't know
that
existed, and I can't find it on my phone.
Hey, put it on your list to walk me through tomorrow. How about that?
Absolutely.
You're going to do everything for me. All right, how about the situation? You know, you just mentioned the cloud and everything, but there's a bit of a showdown on that when it comes to privacy as well, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, the privacy thing in the cloud is absolutely crazy. One of the things that's coming up next Monday is Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference, and I'm really excited to see what's coming out of this. And this is the privacy of AI versus the cloud. So Microsoft, Google, OpenAI, all the AI platforms are having your data on the cloud. So when you talk to AI, like we're going to do tomorrow morning, your information is being stored on their servers, okay?
Okay.
Apple is not about that. Apple's all about privacy. So they're going to have the biggest revolution to the iPhone in the last 10 years. It's going to be announced on Monday, and that's going to be an AI processing chip, an AI that is built into the device and does not talk to Apple's cloud. So everything that you do on your phone, tablet, or MacBook through Siri will be on that local device only. Now, that's awesome. I love it. I'm so proud of them for not having to respecting all of our privacy. The problem with this is, and it could be a conspiracy, whatever, but because you need a powerful chip to run the AI locally, because remember, when you make a request on AI now, it's going to the cloud. Their cloud servers are doing all the computing, and then they send you the result back. Now, all of the computing is done on this local device, which means your old equipment isn't going to have the processing power to do this.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
So, the conspiracy is like, well, now they're forcing us to upgrade to all this new equipment to make sure that we have the AI chip. You know what I mean? It could be... And obviously, I love what they're doing. It's the privacy is the most important thing. It really, really is. But if you want this AI technology to run all of your apps on your phone and be able to talk to it and build it into your Apple home devices, then you're going to need to upgrade the equipment. And so that's what they're going to be talking about on Monday.
Luckily, I'm in a situation where I think I'm pretty updated when it comes to the AI stuff right now.
Oh, my gosh.
But you're going to help me out with that tomorrow. So we'll find out for sure.
That's right.
I have another question.
Right. We're going to get...
If everything is on that Apple and it's in that chip, so when you get a new phone, let's say in the future when you upgrade, do you just take that chip out? In other words, everything is usually on the cloud and you just download it to a new phone. In this case, how do you do that?
So what they're going to do, from now on, once you buy a new device, then when you migrate all your data over to that new device, let's say you get an iPhone 18 that comes out, and then a year later the 19 comes out. And you're like, well, I want the 19. So when the 19 comes out, they have a protocol that's basically a process that is going to transfer all of that conversational data, all of that informational data that you've had with your AI over to the new device. But it's not stored on the cloud. So what will happen is it'll be temporarily stored on iCloud and then brought back down to the new device and then removed. But the point of what's great about this is you have ultimate privacy so that they're not selling your data. Everything you talk about with AI right now is up for grabs. It's up for advertising. It's up for sale. It's also being used to improve their models, their language models. They're using your conversations to improve their systems. Hmm. Whereas Apple's taking a gamble here and they're saying, no, all your stuff's going to be on your device and we're going to improve the models ourselves without all of your data. And I really appreciate that, honestly.
That's pretty impressive. Yes.
It is. And I'm so glad they're doing that. They've been very, very big proponents of security. You know, and of course, that causes problems with law enforcement. If there's crimes, if there's certain issues that law enforcement needs to get on your phone, they have to have all types of warrants. And there's a process to get into your phone, and it's because Apple's locked things down so well.
Interesting stuff. Wow. Always great topics here on Tech Talk Tuesday. I'm very much looking forward to my class tomorrow morning. Did we say 8:30 or 9? You tell me.
I had you down at 8:30, but I'll be at the office no matter what. We'll do the little nickel dime tour, and we can sit down and go through and get you set up on whatever platform you want to get. We'll start on Gemini, I'd love to show you Claude. I think you're going to be fascinated with it, and you definitely are going to benefit show prep on the AI. Let me tell you, you're going to love it.
You're assuming that I do any now, so it really is not going to be a whole lot of reach. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 8:30, George. Take care.
You got it. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
ThrottleNet.com.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.